Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Gospel in a Minute series. This one is entitled, Jesus is Alive and Communicates with Us. Because Jesus actually rose from the dead, he is alive and communicates with us. The Star Wars series of movies presents its version of God in a Buddhist way as an impersonal force that includes both good and evil. This is not the God of the Bible. The Bible reveals that God is a person who is good and loving and who communicates with people. The Bible records the history of God's interactions with men and women, in which he clearly communicated with them through direct words, visions, angelic visitations, prophets, the scriptures, and last but certainly not least, by his indwelling Holy Spirit. The eternal Logos became a human named Jesus, who lived for some 33 years, interacting with his family, friends, neighbors, disciples, and even his enemies. He spoke as no one else had, John 7:46. His personality and spirit magnetically drew those whose hearts were open to God, but repelled those who were hardened. When he met people, he often called them by name, as with his disciples and Zacchaeus. When Mary Magdalene searched for his body after the crucifixion, he appeared to her in a risen bodily form she did not immediately recognize until he spoke her name, Mary. Instantly she knew him and was overjoyed, running to tell the other disciples that he was indeed risen from the dead. Because Jesus is alive, he is still able to communicate with his disciples. Later, after his ascension into heaven, he appeared and spoke personally to the Apostle Paul, bringing about his dramatic conversion. He also visited me some 53 years ago. I was a seeker who was not at all convinced in the truth of the resurrection, but I wanted to know. After I observed someone I loved and respected, now my wife, transformed from being a standard Roman Catholic to becoming a born-again follower of Christ, I asked the Lord, if he were real, to come into my life and reveal himself to me too. And that is just what he did. Paul said that if we turn to the Lord, he will remove the veil that hides Christ's identity from our eyes. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Because I opened myself to him, the risen and living Jesus communicated with me via his Holy Spirit that he is indeed who the Bible says he is. I am not sure how he did it, but I sensed his presence so strongly that I was instantly transformed inside and filled with joy. My life was changed, moving me from doubt to faith. In an instant, I now know that he is truly alive, and knowing and believing that gave me eternal life too. John 5:24 says, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus speaking. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. New Living Translation. You too can know the risen Lord. He is no respecter of persons. Anyone who comes to him will be received by him. He will not turn you away. It says that in John 6:37. Will this be your day? Will you open your heart to the risen Lord and ask him into your life as I did some 53 years ago? Will you ask him to reveal himself to you so that you can believe and be saved? Here's a prayer you may wish to pray. Jesus, I want to know you. I ask you to come into my life and reveal yourself to me so that I can believe and be saved. I want to be forgiven of my many sins and experience what it is like to be in right standing with my Creator. I want to experience your love and life and be with you forever. I give myself to you. Amen. Thank you very much for listening.